Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN on a Friday morning. Coming up this hour, we will talk with Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism. That'll be around 9:45. At 9:30, we'll talk with the Animal Shelter. Deb Watkins joining us from there. She's the shelter director. But we're going to start off with Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, joins us here. All of our interviews via Zoom today. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Brendan.
Always a pleasure to have you on. We're going to start with some good news here first at the hospital. I understand you had some service awards to announce.
Yeah, so we actually just last week celebrate our we do this every year, but celebrate service awards, and this is honoring people with on their 5-year, 10-year anniversaries. So five up to 35 years. And so we had over 80 people that we were able to honor, and including, I think we had 7 20-year, 8 25-year staff, 4 who got their 30 years, and 2 who got their 35 years. And I'll just share with you real quick. So our 2 35-year folks, actually it's one of our lab people here in Manhattan, one of our lab people in Wamego. One of them shared how 35 years ago when they were starting their career, that was when HIV was really coming into being as being a major health issue and obviously very tied to lab work. And so now you go 35 years into his career, it's in the middle of a pandemic where testing is so important. And it's just, he really just fascinating actually to see how his career has been kind of bookended by major, major health events. So, but really cool. A great opportunity to celebrate what people have done for our community, certainly for our organization, but really to take care of people in the community. And certainly want our team to know how much we appreciate that. And we have really heard from the community this year how much they appreciate what our healthcare workers do. And so it's really a pretty cool deal. And I would, along with that, Brandon and I were talking a little bit before the show. We're in the midst, actually finishing up today, our quarterly town halls with staff. And one of the things that we've talked about with them has been our need for continued diligence in exercising safe practices, wearing our personal protective equipment, and the benefits of that for not only our team, but also our patients. And, I know a lot of people have been curious, but so since this all started in March between our operations here in Manhattan and in Wamego, we've had 10 staff that have been COVID positive. All of these we've been able to trace back to a social interaction, and we've actually yet to have a patient to staff person transmission of COVID or a staff person to patient transfer of COVID. So it really, I think, underscores the importance of following process, following our protocols, using your PPE appropriately. But also that, I think there's, we always want to reassure people this is a very safe place to come to. And every healthcare facility needs to be that safe place. And we can certainly demonstrate that in our facilities here in the region. So again, actually that's a celebration of the efforts of our staff. They've just done a great job. I think everybody's gotten weary of wearing isolation gowns, wearing face shields, wearing masks, all the stuff that we are asking people to do, but have actually been very diligent in that, good sports about that, understand the why, and have really made a huge difference actually in our health and healthcare for our community.
That's great. Good to hear. And it kind of more proof that, PPE really does help, and it's a big part of this.
Oh, yep. There's no question. It is a huge difference maker.
Well, as far as other items here, obviously COVID's been playing a big part of all of our lives here this year, but October's a good month to recognize a lot of different things.
Yeah, so, it seems that everything has a month anymore or a week or a day, that we celebrate that. Healthcare is no different, quite honestly. And so there's a lot of screening things that get highlighted during the month of October. And we just really encourage people to take advantage and make sure they're getting scheduled for these important screenings, maybe not in October, but sometime during the year. And so this is Breast Health Month, so really encourage people to get their mammography. And for some people, that needs to be annually. And, again, your provider will help you kind of determine the appropriate schedule. But to do that, to take advantage of the technology we have in the community. We have two 3D mammography machines now at our imaging center down off of Claflin. And we're also able to do everything here in town. If somebody does need a diagnostic procedure, to do a biopsy, et cetera. We're able actually to do that right there and take care of people. You don't need to travel to get something like that done because we understand timing's important. People have some anxiety and apprehension, certainly want to be able to do that. And then, you know, another big month, a big thing in the month of October is colon cancer that's awareness. And so we really encourage people to also get their colonoscopies. And again, depend on your family history and what they might have found on your initial colonoscopy. You know, that's something, especially around the age of 50, that's something everybody needs to be thinking about doing. And, you know, again, we're trying to always manage multiple things at one time. And so a project that we had started last winter, prior to COVID, we've actually continued to work on throughout the year because we know that a hurdle or an obstacle for many people is actually the cost of getting a colonoscopy, getting that screening exam done. And so we started in April and we've continued kind of through the summer. And as Bob has time and my team have time, we've actually been doing analysis and we've actually been implementing a series of price reductions all related to colonoscopy procedures. Because our goal has been, and we believe that we've now achieved that, we want Manhattan to be the lowest cost option and Ascension Via Christi Manhattan to be the lowest cost option for people in our region to get their screening colonoscopy and related testing done. So I think we've achieved that. Everything's been implemented. And, you know, again, it really is a significant health issue. I personally have a family member who has had colon cancer here in the last 2 years. That has certainly raised Bob's awareness around the need to get screened. And I also have a very good friend. We actually, all of us, there's a group of us that kind of always gone out to dinner. Well, obviously haven't done that for a long time now, but from when we lived in Wichita, and one of our friends actually was colon cancer about 3 years ago. And so we all made the pledge that we would all get screened. And so our dinner group is actually not together, obviously. We haven't done that together, but we have gone out, scheduled, and had our all of our screenings done. So just encourage people to do that. I think it's a good health thing to do, and we're trying to make it accessible for people. And that's really, I think, what our goal has been, even during the pandemic, make sure these things are accessible to people.
Yeah, and that's so important. We were talking also before we got going here that, you know, there are some people who may fear going to the hospital right now because of COVID. And as you mentioned earlier, you haven't had any transmission from patient to nurses or health staff. But maybe can you kind of put people's fears at ease here this morning?
You know, I do think, you know, something we've been talking about for months. So we are seeing nationally concern about people just being scared. So here specifically in Riley County in Manhattan, since this all began, I'm aware of actually a couple of patients who were having what turned out to be heart attacks and stayed home out of fear of coming to the emergency room and actually died as a result of that. We've had some patients who in our community who've actually had a stroke. Again, having symptoms, but reluctant to go seek healthcare. And I would just, you know, really, I guess, want to put people's minds at ease. And it's a little bit of detail, but maybe that helps folks. You know, so we take a lot of environmental care to make sure we have a safe place. So for example, our emergency room, even the waiting room itself is on negative. It's a negative air pressure space, which means we're actually exhausting air out of that and pushing in new clean air constantly so that the risk of infection transmission, even within the waiting room, has really been decreased. I mean, this is probably one of the safest spaces to sit in our entire community from an environment standpoint. Our patient care unit up on third floor, you know, early in the spring and again now this fall, we have the entire floor is negative pressure space. So again, we're exhausting lots of air constantly and pushing in new fresh air. And actually from outside, it's all filtered and everything, but really trying to make spaces safe. You know, our staff ad nauseum have had training now on the proper way to treat patients, to wear their PPE. And, you know, again, I think for a lot of it is getting a little old, but it's also so very important. We have really stayed the course on testing everybody who's having any kind of procedure that requires anesthesia, that we're getting them pre-swabbed for COVID. And I know this is certainly a little bit of an inconvenience, not arguing that, But I think it's, again, it is so important to know before you go for that heart cath, before you have that scheduled C-section, before you have surgery, before you have that colonoscopy, you really want to know if you're positive or negative COVID, because we are seeing all kinds of bad complications in patients when they receive some sort of anesthetizing agent and they're COVID positive. And it's kind of you're going to have a complication after your procedure. So that's why we're doing that. Also, you know, maybe this helps also put people's minds at ease. So we've been doing the pre-procedure testing since, I don't know, early to mid-May. I think we've had 4 patients who actually were positive, and we just delayed their procedure for a couple of weeks. And so we're not finding a lot of people that are positive. So that's kind of the good news again in our community. I think patients are being very careful too, if they know they have a procedure coming up. But, you know, it's just another example of steps were taken to really ensure that people are safe when they're within our care.
All right. That's good to hear. Well, let's take a pause here, and we'll take a break. Come back with more with Bob Koppel at Ascension Via Christi Hospital after this on KMAN.